At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball, this is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
A warmer brother, hello! Welcome to Lobby Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. We've got a great podcast for you guys. Joining me in a few minutes, we're going to be having Michaela Perkins aboard. She does great work over at Phoenix Sports, spelled PHNX Sports. She does an amazing job as their director of social media. She does a great job as a co-host on so many of their great shows. Taking a look, obviously, right now at the Arizona Diamondbacks, but additionally taking a look at the Phoenix Suns. Hopefully I can get her on the college basketball podcast during the season because she does a lot with regards to Arizona, Arizona State as well. And we're going to be chatting with her about what we all saw in game number one, how the Arizona Diamondbacks are going to need to bounce back, what to expect out of this Jordan Montgomery versus Merrill Kelly matchup, and just the rhythm of the series as a whole. So we're going to be doing that with Michaela in a few minutes after we give a brief recap of what happened in game number one. And then in segment number two, I'm going to give you guys my picks and analysis for game two of the World Series as we touch them all. If you have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways we offer those in. First one is my Twitter /X timeline at @unit_81. Keep in mind, letters DM, naming does not matter. So as per usual, please do send these into the timeline. The other way, that is via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Did not get in any Twitter /X questions today, but man, oh man, was that an incredible game. So let's give you guys a little bit of a recap as to how the Texas Rangers took a 1-0 lead in the World Series.
A game from yesterday is Greg buzzing about. Here is the rowdy recap.
6-5, the Rangers get the job done, and just a few things before we dive into the nitty-gritty of what happened in this game. According to our good friend Dave Tooley at View from Vegas, underdogs, because of the loss, they are now 23-13, straight up on the money line here in the postseason. So underdogs still doing well, road teams 22-15 as well. So you do want to be taking a look on that front with unders going up 17-17-3. Those are numbers for the entirety of the postseason if you're looking at a few trends. But the Texas Rangers, they were able to buck a lot of those trends with the fact that they had a big hit late from Corey Seager. Corey Seager off of Paul Sewald goes deep, his fourth home run of the postseason. As for Zach Gallen, a little bit of a shaky start in this one. He gives up 2 runs in the first inning. From there, was able to settle down. The command wasn't necessarily on point, but gives up 3 runs over the course of 5 innings, stranding quite a few men on base. And that was really what caused the Texas Rangers to be in that predicament. The Texas Rangers did strand 12 men on base, 9 hits, but they actually generated 10 walks in total, as Nathan Eovaldi clearly did not have it in this one. 5 runs surrendered in 4 2/3 innings, including a home run given up to Tommy Pham in the 4th inning, his 3rd of the season. And for the Arizona Diamondbacks. They got that home run off of the bat of Pham. Yeah, Ketel Marte be able to get a double in the fifth inning off of Eovaldi, and Eovaldi gets pulled, and from there, the Diamondbacks would not score again for the Texas Rangers. They were able to complete 6 1/3 innings of scoreless baseball from their bullpen. John Gray, 5 outs out of the bullpen scoreless. Dane Dunning, along with Cody Bradford, were both able to give you a scoreless inning. Jose Leclerc, he holds it scoreless in the 10th and 11th inning. By the way, very glad we do not have the ghost runner in extra innings. And Will Smith gets jiggy with it. Pair of outs out of the bullpen. And for the Arizona Diamondbacks, after Zach Allen came in, you had Joe Mantiply, Ryan Thompson, Kevin Ginkle, all lend a scoreless inning. But Sewald, he gives up those 2 runs off of that home run to Corey Seager. And then Adolis Garcia off of Miguel Castro. He threw 5 pitches in this game, and one of them was a deep ball to Mr. Garcia, his 5th straight postseason game with a home run, his 11th overall of the season to walk it off after Kyle Nelson had went 1 1/3 innings scoreless. So just an incredible game, and you're going to talk a little bit more about it as Michaela Perkins, she does tremendous work over at PHNX Sports, obviously, as you can tell, Phoenix Sports, wanted to spell that out, so that way you guys know exactly where to go, as she does a great job covering everything out there in the city of Phoenix, everything from the Suns over to, obviously, what we're going to be talking about right now, the Arizona Diamondbacks, and so much more. You have a follower on Twitter/X, at her first and last name, Michaela, letter E in the middle of that, and then Perkins, and then Michaela is spelled because there's a couple different spellings for it, M-A-K-A-Y-L-A altogether, and Michaela, it's great to have you aboard. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I wish I was joining you after a Diamondbacks win, but you know, we gotta take the losses as they come and roll with the punches.
Well, at the very least, you get to speak to someone who lost a little bit of money on Paul Sewald not getting the save as well. So misery does have company on this podcast. But I mean, what were your takeaways from game number one? Because everything was going well for the Arizona Diamondbacks. It fell for the first 8.5 innings. And I do have to imagine that this one is going to be tough for anyone to be able to come back from after what we saw in the 9th inning and beyond.
Yeah, this one's definitely a little bit tough to swallow, especially going into the game. You know, we were a little nervous with the pitching matchup just because, you know, Zach Gallen has been a little shaky as of late. He does not pitch very well on the road, and his ERA, career ERA against the Rangers, is a little bit higher than ideal for your starting pitcher in game one of the World Series. So definitely a little nervous heading into the game. It got off to the rocky start in that first inning when the Rangers scored those 2 runs, kind of like how we were predicting. And then the Diamondbacks did what the Diamondbacks do, and they found a way to get some runs on the board. They got back into the game, and they had the lead for a majority of the game, and then the 9th inning hit. And I don't know if you knew this, but the Diamondbacks, they have appeared in 4 World Series road games, and in 3 of those games, they have given up a 2-run tying home run in the 9th inning in their history. So history repeated itself, unfortunately, for the Diamondbacks. Like I said, heading into the game, we kind of knew it was going to be a little bit of a rough start, but it was a winnable game. And in the World Series, you don't really get a lot of chances to capitalize on. And this was a game that the Diamondbacks should have won. And it's really disappointing that that was not the outcome.
And I'm sure for the players in that locker room, it's hard to take away a lot of positives when you have what happened in the 9th inning and beyond happen. I think that soul crushing is the appropriate term for it. But if there is one thing that I do take a look at is that they were able to get into the Texas Rangers bullpen a lot. I'm not sure if you agree with me after what we saw in game number one, but I still think that the Diamondbacks have the better bullpen in this series. It didn't show up in game number one, but I do think that that's going to be big. And I'm not sure how you view the Diamondbacks for game number two, but I think their whole mantra needs to be get to Jordan Montgomery and get him out early.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, heading into the game, I really thought that the Rangers' Achilles heel is their bullpen. And I think it will be their Achilles heel for the rest of the series. Up until tonight, the Diamondbacks' bullpen has been pretty incredible, like lockdown inning after inning. Paul Sewald has been that guy. So I feel bad you lost money on that bet, because normally that's a really safe bet to make. But I guess tonight the odds were just not in your favor on that one. But yeah, I mean, the Rangers bullpen during the regular season, they had just blown save after save by the dozen. Obviously, they've turned things around a little bit. Jose Leclerc is just, I mean, what can you say about that? He is really, really spectacular in high leverage situations. And I think you saw that again. The Diamondbacks, honestly, I think they used too many of their pitchers too. The bullpens probably got a little more action than either Bruce Bochy or Torey Lovullo were hoping for, to be honest, especially considering that the starting pitch pitching isn't where either team would probably want it to be. So reserving those bullpen pitchers is really important. It wasn't a good night for the Diamondbacks bullpen either.
Yeah, it was a rough night all across. And for the Texas Rangers, them being able to come in and pitch north of 5 2/3 innings of just one run baseball, that is very incredible for them. Actually, north of 5 innings of scoreless baseball for that Texas Rangers bullpen. Don't think we'll be seeing that again, as Mikayla Perkins, who does great work over at Phoenix Sports, is joining me right here on the Baseball Betting Show. And that sets the scene for game number two, as Merrill Kelly is going to be going up against Jordan Montgomery. And how do you view this pitching matchup? Because with Merrill Kelly, he performed very well in that game six start against the Philadelphia Phillies. Obviously a hostile environment, much like you'll be seeing here in game number two. He does, like Zach Allen, have some home and road splits, and this isn't just this year. It goes back his entirety of his career, but I do think with Merrill Kelly, he did pitch a little bit better on the road this year than in past years, and that has to be encouraging, especially if he could stay away from the walks early.
Yeah, absolutely. Merrill Kelly honestly has become the ace of this team as the season has gone on and into the postseason. You mentioned that game six against the Phillies. He claimed that victory, went 5 innings and only gave up 3 hits and 1 run. So far in the postseason, he's 2-1 with a 2.65 ERA. You know, that's pretty much all you can ask for from your starting pitcher. So that matchup with Jordan Montgomery is kind of the game that I was banking on the Diamondbacks winning if they were going to win a game in Texas, just because the Rangers lineup is just, I mean, what can you say? They're consistent, they're electric, all the props to their lineup to be able to generate the offense that they can. But, you know, Merrill Kelly is our ace, in my opinion. I think he's the best starting pitcher we've got on the roster. And when he's locked in, he is locked in. He is really good in those high leverage situations. You saw he was able to strike out Schwarber and Harper later in that game six that he pitched, and he was upset about even having to come out. So I have a lot of faith in Merrill Kelly and his ability to really perform on a high level. Unfortunately, we haven't seen him a lot against the Rangers. He only has one career start, and that was in 2020. So it's been a minute since Merrill has pitched against the Rangers, but I also think that can work to his advantage. The Rangers lineup hasn't had a chance to really see what his stuff looks like. So the element of surprise is definitely on his side. He might be able to get through the lineup a couple times before they really start to catch on to what he can do. So it'll be interesting to see how that stacks. But I do think if the Diamondbacks are going to take a game on the road, it will be this one. Of course, that's no discredit to Jordan Montgomery. Obviously has been pitching really great as well. He's 3-0 in this postseason with a 2.16 ERA. It's going to be a really good matchup on the mound. It might be a pitcher's duel. It could shape up to be that. We'll have to see. But I think if the Diamondbacks, like I said, are going to want to win a one on the road, it's going to have to be tomorrow.
Yep, it certainly is probably going to need to be, because if the Diamondbacks can just pull out a split out of those two games, that has to feel like a victory, because the old mantra in sports, whether that be baseball, basketball, you go down the list, the series does not start until the home team loses. And for the Arizona Diamondbacks, they were close in game one, but they've got another shot here in game number two. And I do think that it is interesting to look at the dynamic of these two ballparks, because you're mentioning the fact that it might be a little bit of pitcher's duel here in game number two. But something that I've really gathered is that the Diamondbacks have actually put up more runs per game this year on the road rather than at home. And I'm not sure how you view this, but I do think that for the Diamondbacks, with having Brandon Faulk going in game number three, who's been pretty spectacular here in the postseason, I do think for the Diamondbacks, they do need to have a little bit more of an offensive approach in game two with the way that the Rangers have just hit all season long at home. Meanwhile, in game number three, I do think that it becomes a little bit more of a pitcher's duel, and we might see those scores go down a little bit more when we do head back to Arizona.
Yeah, the Diamondbacks offense is going to have to wake up tomorrow and put a couple more runs on the board on what they did. And that's honestly going to be hard, you know, because the Rangers offense is also extremely potent. The Rangers have the second best slugging percentage in Major League Baseball at .481. And all 9 members of the Texas Rangers lineup has recorded at least 5 hits in the ALCS. So they're coming into this matchup to the World Series with their bats on fire. And the offensive production is kind of hit or miss for the Diamondbacks. Some nights they're really hot, some nights they're really cold, and you just can't afford that inconsistency. So they're going to have to figure it out and get those backs to wake up, because the Rangers, man, they know how to hit a baseball.
Yeah, they certainly do. And I do have to ask you about this as well, because we recall in the previous series for the Diamondbacks against the Philadelphia Phillies, and this is a little bit of future forecasting here, but in game four, that was about as true of a true bullpen game as you can get. We know that Ryan Nelson has been coming out of the bullpen a little bit for the Arizona Diamondbacks, and it was actually very surprising that he did not come out in that game. That was something that I was a little bit befuddled by, but we did not see him pitch in game one. Do you think that there might be a chance that the Diamondbacks are trying to bank on him, perhaps not being used for these first few games of the series, so that you might be able to give a little bit more length for a possible game four.
I definitely think that is a good idea of what the strategy that is playing out in Troy Lovello's mind might be. I think, especially considering that we saw Joe Mantiply tonight, that might also play into it, because normally they rely on Joe Mantiply to kind of be that starting pitcher in a bullpen game. He is their veteran pitcher. He was an all-star two seasons ago. So they kind of normally rely on Mantiply to fill that gap, but because he had to go to Ryan might get that opportunity. It makes me a little nervous. He is really young. He hasn't really been in these high pressure situations before. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. But, you know, how Torrey decides to use his bullpen is really going to be make or break the series, because when you only are going with two starting pitchers and, you know, Brandon Pfaadt, who's a rookie, you got to be smart with how you're utilizing your pitching, because they can't afford any overutilization and they got to be careful.
There is no question about it. And Michaela, I've got one more question for you. And it involves one of the players of the Arizona Diamondbacks, and that'd be Christian Walker, because coming into the series, I felt like this series, if there was one player that could be playing a big hand in it, whether it goes one way or another, it is Christian Walker. Obviously a rough night in game number one. He goes 0-4, three strikeouts, and has been hitting below the Mendoza line of 200 here in the postseason. How big do you think it would be for the Arizona Diamondbacks if he could be able to get online? Because I think that if he is able to give this team a little bit of a boost, not even home runs, but just hits in general, I think that would be massive for the Diamondbacks in game two and beyond.
Christian Walker coming online is imperative for this team. You see what happens when they can get pitchers right at the right time, because Corbin Carroll was MIA for a majority of the playoffs until game seven of the NLCS. And then he kind of woke up, and that honestly was the huge difference maker for the Diamondbacks in game seven. And so if Christian Walker can kind of have the same trajectory and start waking up his bat and contributing on the offense, I think that's a huge key for the Diamondbacks here, because Ketel Marte is doing his job. You know, Corbin Carroll did his job tonight. Gabby Moreno, even though he didn't have the best night in the playoffs, has done better. You know, Evan Longoria and Tommy Pham are coming up at clutch times. Lourdes Gurriel Jr. is usually pretty consistent. So, you know, you really just are waiting on one or two guys to get this figured out. And it might not seem that big of a deal that, oh, Christian Walker, you know, didn't do great, but it is in the World Series. Like, you need, like, every single bat matters, every moment matters, and it's unfortunate that Christian Walker is struggling, because defensively he's honestly one of the best defensive first basemen in baseball, so you never really worry about him on the defensive side. But for him to go cold now at the most important time is just like, come on, Christian, you got to get your bat up. So I'm hoping that Christian Walker can figure it out, and he's a veteran guy and he's a big presence in the locker room that the guys really look up to. So I know that they're not going to let him get too low, and I know that they're going to try to pick him up as best as he can. And the Diamondbacks are the most interesting team I think I've ever watched this season. They are down and then they come back. They always find ways to win. You know, if they're not playing long ball, then they can figure out how to win playing short ball. So I know that they lost this game in a fashion that probably isn't great, very soul crushing, but they're going to stay even. I know that they're going to stay even. And like I said, they always find ways to win. This team is so resilient. If they can't get the long ball going, then they're going to make the short ball work. They're going to steal bases. It's going to be an amazing series. Like, I really hope people are watching and bought in, because these two teams match up against each other so well, where one team has a shortcoming, the other team is strong, and vice versa. And so this is going to be like a knockout, drag out type of series, and we're in for a ride.
I mean, for the Arizona Diamondbacks, keep in mind, they fell down 2-0 against the Philadelphia Phillies. We saw that happen. I'm sure that they probably wouldn't want to have to go back to Texas trying to win the last two games of the World Series, but the Diamondbacks have done it before. Michaela, you've been here for the ride the entirety of the season. You do an amazing job engaging all sports out there in the Phoenix area. Certainly this time of year, it's Diamondback season for you, but I know you do a great job with the Phoenix Suns, a little bit of the college scene out there, and so much more. So let the good people at home know it's all on tap for you and how people can follow along on social media and other platforms.
Yeah, I mean, we're all geared up on the World Series right now. So if you're looking for a team to root for and you don't have a rooting interest, come on over to the Diamondbacks wagon. We'll happily welcome you. We've got a ton of great content over on our Twitter account at @PHNX_DBacks. That's where all of our baseball content is coming from. But if you want to check out our main page too, it's at @PHNX_sports. We're doing all things Phoenix. We also are streaming live on YouTube 5 days a week. So go check us out on YouTube. Our Diamondbacks podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts, the PHNX Diamondbacks podcast. Like you mentioned at the beginning of the show, you can follow me on Twitter at Michaela E. Perkins, and get on the wagon, baby. The Diamondbacks, they're down, but they're not out.
And it is going to be a case where, you know what? Momentum is as good as the next day starting pitcher. And Merrill Kelly, last time we saw him against the Philadelphia Phillies, he was pretty darn good. So
yep,
that is a beauty of baseball. He is going to try to get it going once again against the Texas Rangers, and it is going to be a great game number two. Big thanks to Mikayla Perkins for joining me right here on the Baseball Betting Show, now part of the Visa Family Podcast. And coming next, speaking of game number two, I give you guys my picks and analysis for this big game two of the World Series as we touch them all.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Sports Betting Innovative Analytics has taken the guesswork and emotion out of sports betting to bring you an innovative and trustworthy resource to enhance your journey to becoming a winning player. With industry-leading money-back guarantee options backed by their sophisticated modeling, they want to introduce you to a system that's not widely seen or available to help you beat the bookmaker. Specializing in NBA, college basketball, and WNBA, your first week is always free. Get started at SBIA1.com today.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball, this is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
And we're back here in lovely Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. It was great to be able to get Mikayla Perkins aboard. I know that she was a little bit upset over the result that we saw in Game 1, and legitimately, I had the Diamondbacks on the money line to go along with the over, so I was elated about the over. Not so thrilled about the fact that the Diamondbacks weren't able to close out in the final innings of that game, but that said, Mikayla's doing absolutely tremendous work out there in the great state of Arizona, in the wonderful city of Phoenix, looking at the Diamondbacks, the Suns, all sorts of college teams in the area, and so much more. So big thanks to Michaela for joining me in the last segment. Now it is that time of the podcast to give you picks and analysis for Game 2 of the World Series as we touch them all.
If a game is listed on the betting board, Greg has a side and a total on it, so it is time to touch them all.
Do note that as per usual, any changes that are made to these plays will be listed up on my Twitter/X feed at JunanerandScorty1. It's very easy to go in Las Vegas rotation order when you've got one game. So let's dive in. 943-944 on the betting board. It is the Rangers playing us to the Arizona Diamondbacks. Merrill Kelly goes for the Sinks. Jordan Montgomery on the bump for the Rangers. Rangers are as low as a minus 151 favorite at Circa, as high as a minus 165 at Caesars, and a lot of books have this somewhere in between. Meanwhile, with Arizona, find them anywhere between plus 136 and plus 145. Total is 8.5. Over is anywhere between minus 115 to a minus 120. The under is anywhere between even and minus 105. And with the Rangers on the money line, I was willing to go up to a minus 154. For the run line, I needed north of a plus 130 to be able to nibble. And Circa does have a plus 131. But even at that number, I want a little bit more. I personally am going to be looking at that minus 151 on the Texas Rangers at Circa, as I set them as a minus 154 favorite, so we're just not in range for a Diamondbacks money line play, in my opinion. Meanwhile, for the Rangers, it's cutting it close with that number at Circa, but I am going to be willing to lay up. But my DK Network right of pick is once again going to be on the over, much like it was for game number one. Now, if this goes to a 9, it's really a point of no return, so I mean, they are posting up tight numbers. You're going to be finding that in the postseason. The edges I typically had on these EK Network Rite of Picks in like July is just not there when it comes to the World Series. But my Rite of Pick is going to be on the over, because with Merrill Kelly, he just has not been the same pitcher at home rather than on the road. I was pointing it out with Michaela, and you just have seen it all postseason long. Now, credit where credit is due with him being able to have that amazing game number 6 start, but he's got a 3.69 ERA on the road with about 9 strikeouts and 1.3 home runs allowed per 9 innings. Meanwhile, 10.2 strikeouts per 9 innings and a 2.59 ERA when he's at home. And for the entirety of Merrill Kelly's career, if you take a look at just every single year that he's pitched, his ERA at home is about 1.3 to 1.4 points lower when he is at home rather than when he is on the road. Meanwhile, for Jordan Montgomery, you do want to be noting that at Globe Life Park, he hasn't been as amazing as he has been in other environments. Between the regular season and the postseason, 3.76 ERA in Texas compared to a 2.91 ERA in all other ballparks. And for Jordan Montgomery, this is not someone that's going to go out there and is going to get a whole bunch of swings and misses. He is going to give up some contact ever since he has joined the old Walker Texas Rangers. He's been giving you right in the neighborhood about 8 strikeouts per 9 innings. He had during the regular season about 7.7 strikeouts per 9 innings with this bunch, and is coming off of having a combined 4 strikeouts in that last start, along with the relief appearance of 2 1/3 innings against the Houston Astros. So it's not like he's been getting a lot of whiffs or anything like that. Now, the command has been pinpoint. He's only been giving up in the neighborhood about 2.2 to 2.3 walks per 9 innings between the regular season and the postseason. And here in the postseason, a sub-230 ERA. So he has been tremendous. But I do think that it's going to be a little bit tougher against the Diamondbacks team. They're in the top 3 in the big leagues during the regular season in terms of stolen bases. I do think that they're going to be playing a little bit of small ball off of Montgomery. I think that this is actually a relatively solid matchup for them, but I just have my trepidations with Merrill Kelly having to go up against the Texas Rangers lineup that, if they want to really trot out there this lineup, they could have all but one player that hit at least a 258 during the regular season in the starting fold, with that lone exception being Adolis Garcia, who now has a home run in 5 straight games. He has been so white hot, and he's up to a 400 on base here in the postseason. Evan Carter, Corey Seager, both north of a 435 on base here in the playoffs as well. Seager, as we know, that just absolutely massive home run. And the Rangers are putting up all this offensive production with Marcus Semien going 1 of 6 in game 1 and overall for the postseason having a 266 on base. I have to think that he gets online, and I have to think on the flip side for the Arizona Diamondbacks, Christian Walker gets a little bit more online. 351 on base for the postseason, but .63 average. We talked about it a little bit with Michaela. He just has not necessarily been himself here in the playoffs for the Diamondbacks. They haven't necessarily walked a prologue belied. You take a look at guys like Emmanuel Rivera, Alec Thomas, Lourdes Gurriel. They don't have big differentials between their batting average and their overall on-base percentage. Ketel Marte, especially, 367 on base, 345 batting average, which all that guy does, it seems like, is get on base. But Corbin Carroll has been rounding into form as well. Only had one hit in game number one, but that hit was a big one. And I take a look at both of these bullpens having to be expended quite a bit. And I do think that that provides a little bit more for the over as well. You still have a Texas Rangers team that overall for the season, including the postseason, they are 24th in the big leagues. With regards to bullpen ERA, obviously, he's been a little bit better here in the playoffs. But now you have Jose Leclerc, who had to throw 26 pitches yesterday. You had to trot out there Will Smith as well, who's really been getting jiggy with it, to say the least. But that's a bit of a concern. And obviously, for the Arizona Diamondbacks, you had to trot out there Paul Sewald, Kevin Ginkle, Kyle Nelson, who all threw at least 22 pitches. And for the Diamondbacks, entering into the series, top five team in terms of bullpen ERA ever since the beginning of the month of September. But overall for the season, the regular season, they were 18th in the big leagues with regards to bullpen ERA. So they're certainly going to be looking to guys that are a little bit further down the depth chart to be able to hold down the fort, because you did have Ryan Thompson pitch into that game yesterday as well. You've got to be thinking that perhaps you see a little bit more Miguel Castro. He saw a cup of coffee in game number one and he gave up that walk-off home run, but you're probably going to be relying upon him. Luis Frias is going to be an option. And for the Texas Rangers, you have to think that they're going to need to dive a little bit deeper as well. They did not throw Aroldis Chapman in game number one, but past that, you're probably looking at someone like Martin Perez, Chris Stratton. So I do think that the pitching going to be a little bit suspect in this game. I do think that the Rangers get it done at home. I'm willing to lay up to a minus 154 with regards to this money line, but DK Network right a pick with two tire bullpens and a pair of guys I think is going to give up quite a bit of contact. I'm going to be looking at the over, and that will wrap things up for the Saturday edition of the Baseball Betting Show, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. A big thanks to Michaela Perkins of Phoenix Sports for joining me in the last segment. If you do like hearing from this fine podcast, Baseball Betting Show, you're able to subscribe wherever your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you have a question, comment, segment idea, whatever you for this podcast, you have one of two ways to be able to fire those in. First one is my Twitter/X timeline, @unit_D1. Keep in mind, letters EM, they mean does not matter. So as per usual, please do send these into the timeline. Other ways, find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire on whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. And I'm coming at you guys every single day throughout the baseball season. That means I'm back with you once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.